Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Let us hear this word of the Lord. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was written in, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would have not let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding. This is the word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. You know, part of getting ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ, part of getting ready is to be a good steward. You know, we have to use the things that we have wisely for the sake of the kingdom, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is what the Bible says to do, to be wise and righteous stewards. All the things that we have, our time, our talents, our money, our possessions, clothes, food, home, car, all of that should be used daily for the glory of God. And it tells us in the Bible that we should bring our tithes and our offerings into the storehouse, which is this place, which is the church. So being a good steward is a very important way of preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I got something for you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, those very cheap, expensive gifts, just one way I like to say Merry Christmas. And every Sunday in Advent, I hand out about 4 gifts per service. And if you've already received one and I go to give you one, don't take it, okay? Say, I got one last week or whatever. A little hard for me to keep track. Well, here you go. Merry Christmas. And but you didn't know you were going to get those, did you? I mean, you didn't know it was coming here. It was a surprise. Unexpected surprise, but a good surprise. Nothing to get too excited about, I'll assure you, but it was a surprise. Jesus is coming back. He was here 2,000 years ago, born in a stable, the Nativity. Great display, by the way. Fritz was sharing with me that it gets kind of weird sometimes the way their eyes follow you around. I told him that didn't bother me. The other day I was in here, when I turned around, one of them was standing behind me.
But we celebrate the birth of Christ. And we also look forward with hope to his second coming. And we have no idea when that's going to be. But a lot of people will tell you that they know when it's going to happen. They know exactly what it is we have to do. Be careful. Bonnie and I, we went shopping Friday night. We went to Smoky Bones to eat. Love that place. And then from there, we went across the road to Hempfield Square, or whatever it's called. And we did some shopping. And when we left, I was trying to figure out how to get out of the parking lot to get back out to 30. And Bonnie saw these cars, about five of them, going down behind Lowe's. She said, "Follow them cars." I said, "Yeah, they must be going to 30. So I followed those cars. And I followed them, and I followed them. And five cars, and then there were four, and then three, and got down to two cars, and we still hadn't come across any Route 30. And I'm thinking, we should probably go back. We kept thinking, we've got to come across 30. It's just got to find some major road or something. And finally, the last car pulled into a driveway, and the next thing we saw was a sign that said, "Welcome to New Stanton." I have no idea what road we were on. It was night. I had no idea. But there, I said, "Look, there's the turnpike." She said, "Well, Arona Road is right up here, I think." And we picked up Arona Road and came home. Well, I followed those cars in front of me blindly, assuming they were going where I wanted to go. They would get me home. And that turned out not to be the case. I don't want you to follow me blindly. I am going to preach to you the Word of God. I'll do some silly things, wear hats and stuff, you know, to try to make things entertaining and understandable and memorable to you. But it is my intention to always stick to the Word of God. If you don't agree with something that I see in the Word of God, talk to me about it or talk to somebody about it. But don't follow me blindly. Do not follow televangelists on TV blindly. A lot of people do that. The Bible tells us to test the spirits. And what Paul meant by that was that we should make sure that what somebody is talking about is scriptural. Find it in scriptures. Because the only thing that we can count on in life, the only thing we can depend on, is the Word of God. Too many people go on the wrong way because they put their faith and trust in something else. They put their hope into some person. How many people here remember Heaven's Gate? Heaven's Gate, it was a cult. You know, and it just kind of boggles the mind, doesn't it? A man comes along and he convinces a bunch of people that there's a spaceship in the tail of the Halley Comet. You know, the Halley's Comet's coming by the Earth. It's got this long, fiery tail. And inside that fire, there's a spaceship. And if they commit suicide at just the right time, that they can end up on that spaceship and have perfect health and live forever. And so a lot of those folks were found laying dead on these cots with a bag packed at the foot of the cot. Duh. I mean, that just... Boy. Jimmy Jones convinced a whole lot of people that the way to eternal life was through suicide. I think it was the Jehovah Witnesses in the 70s. They met in Three Rivers Stadium on a specific day at a specific hour because that's when Jesus Christ was coming back. And a lot of them sold their property, sold their businesses, and they went to Three Rivers Stadium. And then they went home disappointed. Don't follow blindly. Don't follow blindly. Don't leave it up to the person out front to interpret the scriptures for you all by themselves. Test the spirits. Be prepared. Because there'll be two men working in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. There'll be two women working. One will be taken and one will be left. The one that's taken is the one that's prepared. The one that's left is the one who's not prepared. Time is growing short. Matthew 24, verse 42 says, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." Keep watch. Be prepared. Romans chapter 13, verses 12 through 14. The night is nearly over. The night is the rat race. The night is this world. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. And that's when Jesus returns. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is how we're being told to prepare, to put on the armor of light. You want to put on the armor of light? Go to Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Read about the armor of God, 10 through 18. Put on the armor of God. And Romans 13 goes on to say, "Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the flesh." In other words, let us pick up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Let us crucify the desires of the flesh and let's do what God wants us to do by following the Word of God, doing what the Word of God says to do, living our lives for Christ. Be good stewards. Repent of our sins. Study the Word of God so nobody can lead us astray. Don't follow blindly. Pray without ceasing. Praise the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit continually. And get out of the boat. Get involved in ministry, which shows that we are walking the talk and not just talking the walk. It shows that we truly believe what we say we believe when we get involved in ministry. And my brothers and sisters, there is no retirement in the Bible. None. That's how we get prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody lead you around by the nose. Christmas is almost here. It's my favorite time of the year. It just goes so fast. And Bonnie bought me a license plate for my vehicle, and it says, "Help, I'm preaching and I can't shut up." And I'm feeling very Christmassy right now, and I just feel like gabbing. Let's just talk, you know, but I know you're saying, "Oh, come on." Shut up already. Okay, all right. God loves you. So do I.